So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited two rulings of Rava. Shavu shlo echel kikar zu, ki even sha'ach memen kezai is chayv. Shlo echelana ein chayv at sheyechel is kula. If one swears, I will not eat this loaf, he's liable for eating a single kezayis, but if he swears, I will not eat it, he's only liable if he consumes the entire loaf. Ein shvua chal al shvua. A subsequent oath cannot take effect on the previous identical oath. However, im nishal al rishayna, also leishni tachtah. If he nullifies the first oath retroactively, the subsequent oath would then take effect. The Gemara now cites another ruling of Rabbah. Nishba al kikar v'achala. If someone swore not to eat a certain loaf of bread and then ate it, if he left over a kezayis, he can nullify the oath retroactively, and he's not liable for eating it, but if he ate the entire loaf, he cannot nullify it, and he's liable. The Gemara asks, Ida amar shalo eichel mikezayis kama avdili isurei. Ida amar shalo eichlena mayir kezayis avil kol shunami. If he swore shloi oichel kikar zu, he should not be able to nullify the oath, because he already became liable as soon as he ate the first kezayis. And if he swore shlo echlena, referring to the entire loaf, he should be able to nullify the oath even if there is less than the kezayis remaining, because he did not yet violate the oath. The Gemara answers according to each option. He swore not to eat from the loaf, but since he can nullify the oath regarding the last kezayis, he can nullify it regarding the first kezayis as well. He swore not to eat the whole loaf. However, if a kezayis is left, he can nullify it because it's a significant part of the oath. But if less than a kezayis is left, he cannot nullify it because it's not a significant part of the oath. The Gemara cites a second opinion. Even if he consumed the entire loaf, he can still nullify the oath because if he ate it inadvertently, he's now liable a carbon. And if he ate it knowingly, he's liable malchus. Therefore, havelei shir, the oath is still relevant, and so he can nullify it. However, kavtu alo amud loy, if he was already bound to the post to receive malchus, he can no longer nullify the oath, because Shmuel ruled, kavtu alo amud v'ratz b'bezen pater. If he were to flee from Bezen at this point, he would be exempt, since he was already publicly disgraced. However, the Gemara differentiates. Hasam ratz, hachaloi ratz. If he flees, he would indeed be exempt from malchus. But as long as he does not flee, he will still receive malchus, and so the oath is still relevant. The Gemara cites another ruling of Rava. Shavua shlo eichel kikar zu imeichel zu. Someone swears, I shall not eat from this loaf if I eat from this other loaf, thus making one loaf the iser, the prohibition, and the other loaf the tenai, the condition. In such a case, as Rashi explains, ein iser ha-shavua chalo lo b'shas shavua el b'shas maitzah harishon. The oath takes effect at the time of the first action, when he eats the iser or the tenai. However, if this action is done inadvertently, it lacks ha'adam b'shvua, intent for an oath, and it is not effective. Also, we must bear in mind that according to Rashi, in this case, the word rishayna refers to the tanai, and shni refers to the iser, regardless of which loaf he ate first. Therefore, it depends as follows. Achalas rishayna b'shagig v'shniya b'meisin pater. If he ate the tanai, the conditional loaf, inadvertently, the oath did not take effect, and so when he ate the iser, the forbidden loaf, knowingly, he's exempt from malchus. If he ate the tanai knowingly, the oath then took effect. And so when he ate the iser inadvertently, he is liable to a carbon. If he ate both loaves inadvertently, regardless of which he ate first, he's exempt because the oath did not take effect. If he ate both loaves knowingly, it depends. If he first ate the tanai knowingly and then ate the iser knowingly, he's liable to malchus because the oath took effect when he knowingly ate the tanai. If he first ate the iser and then the tanai, it's a machlekes. When the witnesses warn him about eating the iser, it's uncertain whether he will be liable for his oath because he can simply avoid eating the tanai. And it's a machlekes whether this constitutes a valid warning. Another scenario. He swore not to eat either loaf, conditional on his eating the other loaf. In this case, each loaf is both an iser and a tanai for the other loaf. We must remember that which Rashi said earlier, that ein iser hashvua chalala b'shas shavua, el b'shas maitzah harishon. The oath takes effect at the time of the first action when he eats the iser or the tanai. However, if this action is done inadvertently, it lacks ha'odna m'shavua, intent for an oath, and it's not effective. Also, we must bear in mind that according to Rashi, in this case, the words Rishayna Vishniya referred to the loaf he ate first. Therefore, it depends as follows. Achal zu bezadin atzma u b'shigigas chaverta, v'zu bezadin atzma u b'shigigas chaverta pater. If he ate each loaf while remembering his oath not to eat it, but forgetting that it's a tanai forbidding the other loaf, he's exempt, because as Rashi explains, regarding the first loaf, chala alav shvuas atzma, shemiyichal chaverta yischayev alzul mafreya. The shvuas chal on the first loaf, because he was aware of the shvuah when he ate it, which was the maisa harishon. However, it's only chal retroactively later when he eats the second loaf, which is the tanai of the first loaf. Therefore, his achila of the first loaf, the iser, is considered a shaygig, because he did not remember the shvuah when he ate the second loaf of the tanai. Therefore, as Rashi continues to explain, that he's patim karbon shalom afreya derishayna to lahaisa shigaga bachilasa. He's exempt from a karbon for eating the first loaf because shlahaisa shigaga bachilasa, he ate the first loaf knowingly, and there's no karbon for doing something knowingly. Va'isa achila beheter haisa. At the time that he ate the first loaf, it was permitted because he had not eaten the tanai yet. And although it was chalam afreya, it does not become chayav karbon l'mafreya, because the pasuk says kitechata b'shgaga, the shgaga must be at the time of the chet. Regarding the second loaf, Rashi explains, avol shvuas chaverto lechal olav shabachil rishayna hayu shtei hashvuas ruyis lachol v'reshukuachu al shvuas chaverto. The shvu was not chal on the second loaf because when he ate the first loaf, which was the ma'isa rishon, he was not aware that it's a tanai for the second loaf. Therefore, patra mimalka shniya shleichal olav hashvuah tchila. He's exempt from knowingly eating the second loaf since it did not take effect when he ate the first loaf inadvertently. Zubishigas asma ubezodn chaverta, bezubishigas asma ubezodn chaverta chayiv. If he ate each loaf while forgetting his oath not to eat it, but remembering that it's a tanai forbidding the other loaf, he is liable. And as Rashi explains, chayiv, he's liable to a carbon for the second oath. Because regarding the first loaf, lechal olav shvuah betchilasa, shekashachal rishayna, hayishachuach shenishba aleh em yechal chaverta. The shvu is not chal on the first loaf, because he forgot about it when he ate the first loaf, which was the ma'isa rishon. Therefore, malchus arishayna loy laki, shar mitchila loy chal olav shvuah. He's exempt from malchus. However, regarding the second loaf, chal shvuasa olav mitchilasa. The shvu was chal on the second loaf, because when he ate the first loaf, the ma'isa rishon, he was aware that it's a tanai for the second loaf. Therefore, chayav karbon al shnei, he's liable to a karbon for the second loaf. Shtein b'shaygig, pater. If he ate both loaves inadvertently, forgetting entirely about the oaths, he's exempt because they did not take effect when he ate the first loaf inadvertently. Shtein b'mezid, if he ate both loaves knowingly, fully aware of both oaths, ashniya mechayiv, he's liable malchus for the second oath, which took effect when he ate the first loaf. However, arishayna plukta d'rbiyichim rish lakish. It's a machlek is whether he's liable for the first loaf, since it is a hasra safik, as he might not eat the second conditional loaf. The Gemara relates a conversation between Eifa and his brother Avimi, during which they discussed many halachas of oaths, including shavuah lo yechalti, shavuah lo yechalti. If someone swears falsely that he did not eat in the past, and then repeats the oath, he's liable for both oaths, because hare yatzah shavuah l'sheker. He's immediately liable for the first oath, and so it does not prevent the second oath from taking effect. Shavuah lo yechal tesha v'eser. If someone swears that he will not eat 9 figs, and he then swears that he will not eat 10 figs, he's only liable for the first oath because itesh le'achol esol le'achol. The first oath certainly forbids eating 10 figs because to eat 10 figs, he must first eat 9 figs, which he's already forbidden. Therefore, the second oath was already included in the first oath and in shvuah chal ha'shvuah. Shvuah le'achol es v'tesha, if he first swears that he will not eat 10 figs and then swears not to eat 9, he's liable for both oaths because esor hu le'achol ha'tesha mi'achol. His first oath only forbade him from eating 10, while the second forbids eating 9.